Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the Wrestling Uncensored WrestleMania preview show. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose? Who's going to perform? Who's going to surprise us? Let's get Johnny in here. Let's get this thing going. Indeed. What's up, Johnny?
Talk about surprises. I'm surprised how many people are surprised we're actually doing this show. I don't know where people have been, but this is what we do.
This is what we do every Friday night right after SmackDown. We're here no matter what other people may be doing, no matter what type of ceremony may be taking place as we speak. I mean, we go on during AEW Rampage every week. People thought we weren't going to be on during the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony. Who cares? I'm watching it right now. I've got it in front of me. I've got Bianca Belair and Montez Ford getting interviewed by Byron Saxton. Is that his name? Is that a real name? And Maria Menounos.
Well, you watch Raw, you would know. But yeah, that's what they call him anyways. But
yeah.
Doesn't sound like anything exciting happening yet.
Just I don't say his name very often, so when I do say his name, I'm like, is that really his name? Byron Saxton? It sounds fake. Maybe because it is. So the Hall of Fame hasn't even started, and AEW Rampage is happening. There's a million things going on right now in pro wrestling. There's Ring of Honor, Battle of Final, Super Battle, whatever it's called. What's it called?
I think it's, isn't it just like Super Card of Honor?
Super Card of Honor. It's not just a supercard, John. They've got honor, too. Very honorable gentleman wrestling. The honorable wrestling. And apparently, FTR and the Briscoes wrestled. And that was a match that I will watch at some point. I just wasn't able to watch it tonight because we had SmackDown to watch and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But according to our man Lee J on Twitter, he says Young Bucks attack the Briscoes and FTR are the new Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions. So the Young Bucks helped FTR win the ROH Tag Team titles tonight, which is interesting because the Young Bucks are right now wrestling on AEW Rampage against Top Flight, I think they're called.
That's right.
Yeah. Dante Martin and his brother, right?
Darius, I think, is his brother's name.
Again, it doesn't matter what his name is.
Okay.
Darius, is that it? Okay. No, it matters.
I'm looking forward, though, to that FTR Briscoes match, watching that. Apparently, I see a lot of people saying like that's the best tag match in a long time.
Mm.
I know it's just something people would say, but still, like, something worth watching. Because if I was going to watch that pay-per-view, it was mainly for that match.
Yeah. Apparently, Minoru Suzuki wrestled on the pay-per-view, too, and won a TV title or something, which, you know, for me, I'm a big Suzuki fan, so I wouldn't mind seeing that. I know Suzuki's wrestling a bunch of people this weekend. It would be nice to be...
First U.S. title, no?
Is it? I don't know. Possibly.
I don't know. Like, you know Suzuki better than I do.
I don't know. He's been wrestling forever, man. I can't... you know me in history. I'm not so good with the numbers and places and dates and stuff. But there's just a lot to watch right now. Like, I got the Hall of Fame ceremony in front of me. I've got Rampage. We just watched SmackDown. We got two nights of WrestleMania to preview. I'm watching the chat. I see Ray Cruz in the chat. Anthony McDonough in the chat. He's got his son Thomas up tonight. He's ready for three very late nights out in London, England. Anthony McDonough, shout out to you, Anthony. Doug Hepburn as well in the chat. All the members, thank you for supporting the Ringside Report Network. We got a big weekend planned for you guys. Join.ringsidereport.net if you have not joined already. I want to hear from some of you guys this weekend during the WrestleMania coverage. I want to hear from some of the members. I know we've heard from Angelo, but I want to hear from Ray and Doug and Anthony. It would be nice to get some calls as well. Get you guys calling in. Had a good call from Angelo last night while we talked about Will Smith with AJ. That was fun. Fun episode of Ringside Report MMA last night. Johnny was watching too. I know, Johnny, you were tuning in the chat.
Yep. Fun episode.
Yeah, but there's so much going on right now, right? It's just nonstop. And WrestleMania, of course, is the main thing. And we're here to preview WrestleMania. But before we do, we should talk about SmackDown because it kind of is the lead into WrestleMania, and we did just watch it. Madcap Moss won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, further proving that this Battle Royal is a nothing, meaningless Battle Royal given to jabronis and the future endeavored.
I mean, yes and no. I mean, Jey Uso won it, I think, last year, right? And they kind of pushed the Usos, so like...
As a tag team.
I think it just goes... Yeah, but still, I mean, they were still a huge part of SmackDown, still are a huge part of SmackDown, so...
Okay.
I can see it. It's just them saying that Madcap's something to watch out for, I think, in the coming year.
Really? Because Cesaro won it, Corbin won it, Big Show won it. I'm pretty sure Mojo Rawley won it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cavalcade of jabronis that have won that thing. It's just a group of guys that never did really anything in the WWE, and the Andre the Giant Battle Royal is almost the peak. I mean, not Big Show, but, you know, you could argue it was the peak of Cesaro's WWE career, which is now over because he doesn't work for them.
I'd argue that. I thought the bar was really his peak, really.
Yeah, probably. But as far as big wins and, like, moments, he won a thing at WrestleMania. He did beat Seth Rollins last year at WrestleMania. This year, he's released. Kind of weird.
Well,
maybe he'll be Seth's mystery opponent. Did he?
It was his choice to leave, yeah, actually.
Really?
Like, he decided to let his contract expire.
Oh, I thought they let him go. He didn't want to resign?
They wanted him back, but he didn't want to come back, so.
Well, maybe he didn't like the offer.
Whatever it was, yeah, I don't know exactly the details about that, but.
Yeah.
It's too bad. Like, you're not going to get to see him. You don't see him at all wrestling now, so who knows? He's just going to take time off.
Doug Hepburn says, Battle Royals used to be must-watch. Ray Cruz says, Battle Royal equals no one cares. Most of them, they will be released in the future. Which is pretty much my sentiment on this jabroni Battle Royal that we saw tonight. T-Bar, Shanky, Jinder, Shelton, Cedric. Drew Gulak was in this thing. The Viking Raiders, Tozawa, R-Truth, Reginald, Damian Priest, Dolph Ziggler, Robert Roode, Finn Balor, Mansoor, Tommaso Ciampa, and Madcap Moss. They gave Balor an entrance. They gave Ziggler a video package about winning the NXT title and an entrance. But Madcap Moss won. Madcap Moss. But it doesn't matter because the Andre the Giant Battle Royal doesn't matter. And it wasn't really good, right? Nothing good about this Battle Royal. Were there any moments that you enjoyed? There was no, like, spots. Was there a spot in this thing? Or was it just like, I'm going to eliminate you, and then eventually we're done?
I guess there were kind of, like, interesting moments when you had the Viking Raiders both get eliminated. And you had the two Giants against each other. Was it Shanky and Aziz, I think?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying this was great. I'm just saying, like, they did something there, the two Giants against each other, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah. No, it was something. You're right. It was a spot that was planned.
Right.
But it did seem lazy, right? Seemed like kind of a nothing thing, segment where nobody really had anything to do. Like, what did Finn Balor do in that match? He had an entrance. He's the Intercontinental Champion.
He was there till the end.
Yeah, he was there till the end. It was down to Balor and Moss at the end, right? They were the final two.
Right.
And Moss won. Finn Balor. Ray Cruz says, poor Finn Balor. Finn Balor is the Intercontinental Champion. He was double booked tonight.
U.S. champion.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I mean, whatever.
You really don't watch Raw sometimes, or just...
I do. Like... I just confuse the U.S. title and the Intercontinental title because they're both mid-card titles that mean nothing, that are held by pretty much the same man, and they've both changed hands recently, so it's hard to remember. Right?
Because
Rick O'Shea just won the IC title from Shinsuke recently, and Finn just won the U.S. title from Damian Priest recently, and Rick O'Shea and Finn Balor are pretty interchangeable at this point in WWE as far as how they're presented. Right? Like, not much of a difference between Ricochet and Finn Balor when you see them. They look somewhat different, but, you know, not much. You know what I'm saying? They're basically the same guy, and they're holding the belts. And, you know, they're different in their ways, but...
Well, I just feel it's very disappointing. Finn doesn't get a match. Like, he's the U.S. champ, and he can't do that match. He has something with Damian Priest, and they can't even put that on WrestleMania. It's pretty sad.
I don't think Ricochet is defending his belt either.
Well, he did tonight. That was his match.
Right. Against Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo. Ricochet did win. Of course, Garza and Carrillo were arguing over who should win. And then Ricochet won. Yeah. It's the same old stuff, right?
Well, yeah, but like you're a tag team. Like, as long as you guys win, you guys both win in a sense, right? Like, the title stays in the family. They're both they're family too.
Yeah.
Like, they can't figure out before the match where it's like, well, whatever happens, happens. As long as we win, one of us wins. But no, apparently, you know, the egos have to get the best of them. That's a great tag team right there.
Yeah. Well, no, they're bad, right? They're quite bad.
Yes, of course. Yes, they are very bad. It's just terrible. Like, and it's a new tag team, too. So it just makes them look bad. I was disappointed with that. Like, I mean, if you book that kind of match, it's fine it was a handicap match because that made sense. But when they started turning each other, it's like, well, this is stupid.
The fact that this was the match for the Intercontinental Championship for WrestleMania was a little tough to handle. You know? Like, this is it. It's the Intercontinental Championship, and Rick O'Shea holds it, and he doesn't even have a match at WrestleMania. Finn Balor's the U.S. champion, doesn't have a match at WrestleMania. Why aren't the mid-card titles booked on a two-night show? They have two nights.
We already have 14 matches, though.
I know, but, I mean, a lot of them are unnecessary. Nothing's on the pre-show? Well, maybe they'll get a match on the pre-show.
That's it. Maybe.
Yeah. Priest and Balor.
I'm wondering about that, though.
Possibly Priest and Balor. I could see that.
Yeah, maybe. Possibly, but I don't know. Like, it feels like if they would have, like, that would have happened, they would have announced that, no?
They don't always, but yeah, I don't know. They should. They haven't announced anything for the pre-show, though. No matches have been announced as pre-show matches. So maybe they'll have some surprise ones that they throw in there. Right? Possibly.
Yeah, well, possibly, but I wouldn't get my hopes up because, I mean, there's already 7 matches, so it's going to be a long night. We could see actually some of the matches or a match or two from what's already announced on the pre-show.
Yeah. But I don't really care because if they do, you know, Balor versus Priest, like, whatever. I don't need to see it. I don't need to see it. I'm good. They're throwing enough pro wrestling at me on this weekend that they don't really need to throw more matches. I'm good. This thing's supposed to start at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. Who knows how long it's going to go? They got 7 matches. I hope it's 3 hours. Please end this by 11. Please. I'm begging the WWE.
I'm not worried about night one, really. I think night one's going to end probably 11-ish. Not too bad. Night two, I worry, actually. I feel night two might drag.
Yeah. What else happened on SmackDown tonight? Sasha Banks and Naomi beat Carmella and Zelina in the middle of the ring. Naomi hit her split leg moonsault on Zelina for the win. Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley and Natty and Shayna all watched from ringside because they have that four-way for the belts tomorrow. I think that's on night one. Oh, no, that's night two. I don't think Sasha and Naomi are going to walk away from WrestleMania as the new champions.
It does add some doubt with them winning. That's never a good sign, but I'm still going with them because, like, who else is going to win the titles? Like, to me, no one else is a strong contender, and it feels like they are going to lose, right? The champs.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Natty and Shayna.
Yeah, it's just to go from a heel team to a heel team. I mean, it's not possible. I doubt it.
Maybe Liv and Rhea? Give something to Liv? She hasn't held any belts ever, I don't think.
You're right. It's very possible. It's just, in terms of like star power, I feel like Sasha and Naomi, it's more there.
It would be pretty weak going from Rhea in a tag team with Nikki Ash, who's now disappeared, to Rhea in a tag team with Liv Morgan, and they're the champs now, too. Eh.
It could happen, though. Like, Rhea should be a bigger star than where she's at. So, I mean, if they give her a WrestleMania moment, I won't really complain about that. But I just feel like Sasha lost last year, so Sasha's going to win this year.
All right. Well, I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to go with Natty and Shayna just because I don't really know who's going to win, and the only team that I really want to win would be Natty and Shayna. So I'm going with my favorites. All right, I don't think they're going to win, but yeah, maybe they will. Why not? They're awesome. They're the best team in this. They're the coolest team.
It's a pick 'em. Why not?
Yeah, I'm going with Natty and Shayna because I think they're the best. All right, let's preview WrestleMania, John. I mean, we talked about SmackDown a bit. What else happened? Austin Theory did a thing.
No. Six-man tag.
Six-man tag. Well, it started Jimmy Uso versus Rick Boogs, but then Austin Theory smacked Pat McAfee during the match, and Finn Balor came out to attack Theory because before, when Boogs and Nakamura were making their entrance, McAfee was dancing on the desk, and Austin Theory knocked McAfee down, and then McAfee chased Theory backstage to Vince's office, and then he decided to hit the door this time, not just back away from Vince's office. And Vince came out and was like, "What do you think you're doing? Be a professional, go back to your desk, or you're going to be fired," or whatever, right? So Austin Theory smacks McAfee during the Jimmy Uso-Rick Boogs match. He goes at McAfee again, and then McAfee kind of goes after him, but Michael Cole tells him to stop, so Finn Balor attacks Theory, and it spills into the ring during the Jimmy Uso-Rick Boogs match. So then we go to commercial, and of course when we come back, it's a tag team match, playa. And it was Austin Theory and the Usos beating Finn Balor, Shinsuke, and Rick Boogs. Just a lot of nothing. And it was all to promote Austin Theory versus Pat McAfee, which is a match I could care less about. Austin Theory looking real strong, though. He got the win for his team, pin Finn Balor, in the middle of the ring after a little help from the Usos, but he hit his finisher and pinned Finn.
Right.
I don't know. You think McAfee gets the win here, or Austin Theory continues to get wins in weird situations? He seems to always win when you think he's going to lose. I thought he'd lose here. I thought the babyfaces might pick up a win, but no. Finn Balor double booked tonight and loses twice. I was like, he was a final two in the Battle Royal. He's not going to lose again here. That'd be a little much. He's the U.S. champion, by God. Wrong about that. Right? Didn't you think, maybe Finn might win one here? And he took the fall, too. So, like, what the hell?
it's the way you're talking about too, the way they booked the Theory, where it's like, you know, he wins one, loses one, he gets a moment with Brock Lesnar, but then gets destroyed the next night kind of thing by somebody else. So it's like, it's really hard to get behind him. And the whole thing with McAfee, it's like, well, he should win because McAfee's only a commentator, but they've been building it where it's like, well, he keeps getting the upper hand on McAfee. So usually when that happens, the face gets the over in the end and wins, right?
Yeah.
So they're building it where it feels like McAfee's going to win the match. I feel like he's not going to win, but he's going to get a lot of over in the match, I think. He's going to really showcase himself, I think, in this match.
Usually in most situations, the babyface would win here, except Austin Theory has Vince in his corner. And when you cross the boss, you're heading for a loss. And Vince is the boss, if you didn't know.
This is Sunday, though, right, as well?
Who cares? This is a bathroom break. Pat McAfee, Austin Theory is on Sunday Mania. We're all over the place right now. Doug Hepburn dropping a super chat. He says, put the IC title back on The Miz. Thank you, Doug. I don't know about that. I don't know about Miz, but maybe just do something with Rick O'Shea. Do something with Finn Balor. And do less with Baron Corbin and Madcap Moss. By God. Madcap opens the show, wins the Battle Royal, and then at the end of the show, they do a promo in the ring. You know, and Corbin's talking about Drew McIntyre, and they've got Drew's sword. And then Corbin, like, went real hard. He's like, the sword is named Angela after Drew's late mother, and that's kind of a lame name. It's sad, so let's give it a better name. And he names it something like Euphoria, or I don't know.
He did name it Euphoria. Euphoria.
And then Corbin is like, oh, I've got a joke. What do Drew's mother and the sword have in common? He lost both of them. I was like, what? That's a little rough, making jokes about the guy's dead mother. And then Drew McIntyre shows up, obviously, punches Moss. Moss goes down, grabs a chair, swings, but Corbin escapes. And then Drew just kind of stands there for a while. And they played a video package promoting WrestleMania. And then when we come back from the video package, Drew's still standing there, and he, like, smashes the sword, and pyro goes off. And that's how we ended SmackDown tonight. Huh?
He just put the sword in the ring, I guess, or something. And, you know, the fire came out of the ring post like Kane.
It sucked.
It was weird. I didn't understand why that happened. But, you know, they're trying to make a big deal of this match. To me, this should have been the opening match. But I think they announced the opening match is going to be the Usos against Shin and Boogs, I think, no?
I don't know if that was official. I don't know. Maybe.
We'll find out tomorrow, but I think there's a strong chance. And they keep saying that Austin and Owens, that's the main event.
Yeah.
It's not a match. They kept saying that's the main event.
As it should be. And that'll be night one. You can't follow Stone Cold. That's it. And you can't beat that. And Ronda Rousey did a little promo about Charlotte Flair tonight in a ring. In a hotel, it looked like, telling Charlotte that she can tap or I'll rip your arm off and give it to my family who's going to be sitting ringside. And believe me, they would love it as a souvenir. Ronda's family, just as ruthless as she is. I love it. And I thought it was a good promo from Ronda. It was good.
I thought it was fine. You know, Charlotte's promo was fine. But it's like, you know, we've pretty much done all we can do, I guess, or all they want to do. Like, all of the talk is really over, in my opinion. Just let's get to the match. I'm still kind of disappointed. I feel this should have been Becky and Ronda. I know they want to wait a year, but I find when you wait a year, it's just not as interesting. Sometimes the match is just, you lose interest in it after a while.
Becky and Ronda would have made a lot more sense because Becky beat Ronda to win, and that's the last time we saw Ronda.
Right.
I think you're right. I think Ronda and Charlotte is a big match, but Becky would have made more sense. But they really want to do this Becky-Bianca Belair thing for some reason.
I think Bianca against Charlotte, like, hasn't really been done that much. I've done a couple of times and not on a huge scale. And that could have been big for Bianca, where it's like, well, she beat Sasha 1 year and then she beat Charlotte the next year. And then you can eventually have her wrestle Becky.
Yeah.
Give it more delay since, you know, they wrestled each other not too long ago on Raw.
Build it a little bit. Give it a build. It's been done recently. I don't know why they're doing it again here. And you know what, John? That's the first match I have on my Wikipedia card in front of me. Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's title. So let's officially start the WrestleMania preview with that.
I'm feeling we're going to have a lot of the same picks here, but yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. I think this one's actually tough to call. I could see them giving it back to Bianca, but I don't think they will. I think Becky is going to win. Yeah, Becky got her hair cut on Raw. That was Bianca's over. That was it. If you're building up Becky Lynch for Ronda Rousey next year, she better get a big win the same night as Ronda does. Becky needs to win. Becky will beat Bianca. I'm going with Becky. That was a weird move, Bianca getting all that hair cutting in on Becky on Raw. I don't know if you saw that, but it was strange for a babyface. A little overkill. And I think Becky's going to win it back. She's going to get revenge. And she will remain the Raw Women's Champion after WrestleMania. Are our picks all different, John?
Well, I guess this one's going to be different, yeah. I didn't see what happened on Raw. And this is what might differ a lot of our picks, is that, you know, you see exactly everything that happens on Raw. I only hear about what happens on Raw. But from what I heard, it's like, well, Becky tried to go after Bianca's hair, but it backfired. So,
yeah.
I mean, she got what she deserved in a sense. So it's fine. Like, to me, it's just, it's keeping it interesting, keeping it different. No one else is doing this in their storylines. So it's something that no one else is doing. It's something fresh. So I got no problem with this whatsoever. It's actually a neat idea what they're doing, you know, like you wouldn't expect it. And plus it adds that doubt with what you're saying, like, oh, maybe Bianca's not going to win this match. I feel like she needs to win this match because she already lost to Becky twice. So now she needs to get the win back. But I also see your point. And this is another problem with the whole like year long build, is you have to protect Becky for a year, which I think is like BS. Like, she shouldn't be protected for a whole year. That's way too long. Like, she should take some losses, and I think she should take one tomorrow.
Yeah, but losing the same night when Ronda wins, I don't think is the good move. If you want to build for WrestleMania next year. Because, you know, a lot of people just watch WrestleMania. It's the one wrestling show a year that they watch. Like, you know, the one football game a year I watch would be the Super Bowl, you know? It's that type of thing.
Right.
So if they see Becky lose this year, they're going to be like, oh, she's facing Ronda next year? Who cares?
You're right. It's tough. But I feel like if she's really that over, like, she can take the loss. I feel Bianca at this point, she needs that win.
She could take the loss. She could come back and win the Rumble next year or something and face Ronda. There's things that she could do. I would like to see Becky win. I'm going to pick her to win, although the odds favor you, John. Bianca Belair minus 600, a huge favorite, 6-1. And Becky Lynch plus 350, the underdog.
As we've seen with picks, stupid Sting Triple H picks, sometimes it doesn't matter what Vegas is saying.
I was right about that one, too. I had it.
Yeah, I know. Well, damn Triple H.
Yeah, he's great. I believe that was the right call. So we are going the opposite way on the Becky-Bianca match. How about Rey and Dominik versus Miz and Logan Paul? I think this one's actually difficult to call as well because Logan Paul is a celebrity here, but I feel like Miz and Logan Paul really need to get their comeuppance from the babyface team of Rey and Dominik. I don't know. Do all the celebrities just win?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, though. You can protect it where it's like Logan Paul doesn't need to lose, right? It could be The Miz that takes a loss.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what's going to happen.
I think so, too. I think the Mysterios wind up winning. I agree with you. And the odds in Vegas have this one as a pick 'em, minus 120 on either side. So it is a pick 'em. Nobody knows. And I've got the Mysterios as well. But I think Logan Paul is going to do some interesting stuff. I want to see Logan Paul wrestle because we really haven't seen him at all. Ray Cruz thinks Dominic's going to turn on his dad. I don't know. WrestleMania would be a good time for it, but I don't know. I don't think it happens.
I mean, is he ready, though, for that? I don't know if he's ready for it. Like, I really think he needs to actually stay with his dad for now, or at least stay as a face. I don't know him as a heel, if you could really believe that at this point. One day, sure, but I don't know if he's ready.
He's kind of a snotty heel, like Austin Theory.
I mean, in terms of, like, his wrestling character-wise, like, I think he's slowly developing that character, but in the ring,
yeah,
like, he's got that one style pretty much right now. That's the only thing he can do.
Yeah. No, you're right.
You got to see him develop that more.
Yeah, it's more of a high flyer kind of baby face style. I agree. We're both going with the Mysterios over Miz and Logan Paul. How about Drew McIntyre versus Happy Corbin? I think this one is a slam dunk that Drew McIntyre will definitely win. He is minus 1,000 the favorite. It is a match that no one cares about, that I don't know if anybody wants to see, but it will happen. And I think Drew will definitely win.
He has to be the biggest favorite, I think. I can't think of a bigger favorite than him at this point, because I don't think anyone would believe in Happy whatsoever.
Will this be the worst match on night one?
You know, they can actually make this pretty decent. I mean, just keep the pace going and, like, it doesn't stall whatsoever. Like, it can actually be all right. Like, I feel like Drew against Lashley, that was last year.
Mm-hmm.
That was fine. That was a good match. I mean, obviously, Lashley, much better wrestler than Happy Corbin.
Yeah.
But it's not impossible that Drew can pull this off, I think.
Will it be better than Bianca and Becky? Will it be better than Charlotte and Ronda? Not a
We're
lot of matches
for
passable
here.
Yeah.
We're looking for passable. Those matches actually have high expectations. This is like, just be okay.
Will it be better than Mysterios versus Miz and Logan Paul? I think that's their competition for a worse match.
And I feel it's unfair because that's a celebrity match. So it's like, well, I mean, you can't expect that to be a great match.
Yeah. The Usos versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. I think the Usos retain, and I just don't care. I feel like I've seen this match tonight on SmackDown.
Kind of, yeah, in a sense, yeah. But, I mean, this is good for the Usos, though, just to keep building them up, because I think that's what they said. Like, they're trying to go for that record, right? They're trying to beat the New Day's record, and this is part of them doing that. So I think this is just them continuing that streak.
I see. The longest title reign, tag team title reign, something. New Day has it, right? It's like 500 days.
Well, I think they're just going for the SmackDown title reign, but I think, yeah, they're going to go for the overall eventually, too.
Hmm. That kind of sucks if they do it. I kind of like that New Day has that. Usos minus 200, the favorite to win. Nakamura and Boogs plus 150. Makes sense to me, although I'd put the Usos as heavier favorites. I think if you can bet on this, if you have any sports books that you know that are taking money on this, throw a bunch of money on the Usos because I think they win. And at minus 200, that's pretty good value. Pretty good value on that. New Day, Xavier Woods, and Kofi Kingston without Big E taking on Sheamus and the man that took out Big E, Ridge Holland.
Oh, this is official. I didn't realize. Wow.
Yeah, no, that's happening. With Butch in their corner.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
This could be on the pre-show, to be honest, but okay.
Yeah. Sheamus and Ridge Holland minus 300, the favorite. New Day plus 200 to win. I agree with that. I think that makes sense. I think Sheamus and Ridge will probably win. And it's just sad. You know? Just sadness. I'm just sad about the whole Big E thing, and anytime I see Woods and Kofi against Ridge Holland and his friends, it reminds me of that and makes me sad.
Well, it makes me wonder, though, like, if Big E was in this match, was New Day going to win? Because I wonder about that, because this is Butch's first WrestleMania in a sense. I think pretty sure it's his first match at WrestleMania. So maybe they actually would have won. However, he's not wrestling, so New Day is definitely winning.
Oh.
And, yeah, we're the same on this one.
No, I went with Sheamus and Ridge. Sheamus and Ridge are the favorites, and I'm going with them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because right. I think WWE is just mean.
They're just mean. Yeah, well, they are.
They are.
So it's not impossible.
WWE is so mean. They just want you to be sad and angry all the time. They do it on purpose. They're just dicks. It's not that they don't know how to book. They know how to book. They just choose to be dicks. I'm convinced that's what it is. It's not that they're dumb. It's just that they're dicks.
Well, I think the original idea was that New Day wasn't going to win. So maybe their idea is, yeah, we'll just keep it that way, but it's just going to be a tag match. However, I'm thinking they're going to actually give New Day the win here.
Well, that's one we disagree on. How about Seth Freakin versus TBA? I think TBA is going to win.
Like, do we have anything about, like, who... Like, we're pretty sure it's Cody, right? I mean, yeah.
I heard it was
going to
be Marco Stunt.
It's funny, like, I met one of our fans at the gym, Matt, and he was... This was one of his matches where he was like, this is a huge thing. Who's it going to be? And he was really big on it's going to be Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
I feel Shane's going to be at WrestleMania. I don't know if he's going to be in this match. I feel like that was the original idea, but it didn't work out. And I think it's going to be Cody in the end because I feel like WWE's put themselves in a spot where they need to deliver Cody.
My brother was telling me it was going to be Gable Steveson, who just retired from collegiate wrestling. Olympic gold medalist,
that,
WWE have him signed. You think it's going to be him?
Well, I remember you said, like, that wouldn't be a good match. He's not ready for it. And I said, like, oh, it should just be a squash. You know, you just beat Seth really quick and all that.
I mean,
that would be a great way to establish him. But I feel like that's kind of crummy for Seth. I mean, for him to go through all this, just to have Mania matches, to get absolutely squashed, I mean, I wouldn't mind it. I just feel like that's probably not what they're going to do.
I think I think you want to bring Gable in as a babyface, and I think the fans would boo him just on the fact that he's not Cody, and they wanted Cody.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I think no matter who it is, if it's not Cody, they're going to get a bad reaction, which is not the reaction that they're going to want because Seth is the heel. So they have to bring Cody. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoever it is, if it's not Cody, they get booed. I don't care who. They get booed. But unless it's The Rock. You know what I mean? But if it's not The Rock,
right,
they're going to get boos unless it's Cody Rhodes. And they don't want that because Seth is supposed to be the heel, I think. So I think they're going to deliver Cody. I think they kind of have to at this point. But if they don't, I mean, shit, who knows? Who knows? Sammy Guevara? I don't know. Shawn Michaels?
I don't...
Goldberg?
Sammy just, like, destroyed Dan Lambert's car on Rampage, so.
Oh, yeah, I kind of
saw that.
I think
he's got plans. He's got plans right now.
What about Goldberg? They always bring out Goldberg when they need somebody.
The thing about that is, like, Rollins has been posting, like, potential opponents. He posted The Rock. He posted Goldberg. Posted Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
So Marco, I feel everything
Marco Stunt, too. He posted Marco Stunt. Did you see that? That was pretty,
right.
That was
right.
A good one.
He posted all the ones. He posted Cena. He posted all the ones that it's not going to be. So he didn't post Cody. So it's more than likely going to be Cody. Either way, I think we both have it. TBA's winning, right?
Yeah, I think TBA wins, but I think TBA will be Cody. Harold Schneider
right,
dropping a super chat. Harold Schneider says, still not convinced that Cody is coming. There it is. Still not convinced that Cody is coming, but we'll see. Thank you, Harold, for supporting.
Tomorrow, too.
Yeah, it will be tomorrow, which is fun. I like that. Get it over with. Give me Cody or we riot. Who else could it be?
I mean,
Bray Wyatt?
I mean, I'm not that huge on it. I thought maybe X-Pac, but apparently X-Pac tore his bicep, so that's out the window, yeah. Sadly. That would have been a great match, I thought, but
yeah,
it's too bad.
I want to see his match there. He did a match with Joey Janela. I didn't see that.
I think it was in the tag match that he tore his bicep.
Oh, okay.
Or a tag match that he said he had.
Right.
I'm guessing it was that one.
But didn't he wrestle Joey Janela like one-on-one this weekend or yesterday or something?
Possibly. I wasn't really checking up on. There's a lot going on in wrestling. So.
I know. There's so much going on in wrestling. So I think we both expect it to be Cody.
And him to win.
Yep, and Cody to beat Seth. Why not? Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey should be the last wrestling match on the card before Stone Cold and Kevin Owens. I think Ronda wins. Armbar,
yeah,
tap.
Another slam dunk here, yeah.
Yeah. I can't really imagine any other outcome. It'd be fun if Charlotte won. I think that would be fun. I just doubt
it. Great surprise.
Yeah, it would be big surprise. Ronda is minus 700, the favorite. Charlotte Flair plus 400, the underdog. Makes sense to me. We're going with Ronda. Ronda should be a slam dunk. And then, of course, we got Kevin Owens versus Stone Cold, or Kevin Owens and Stone Cold doing a show. The Kevin Owens
cinematic,
show.
Possibly.
What?
Apparently they filmed something, so this might turn into a cinematic,
yeah,
sort of brawl of some kind.
Which I think Stone Cold will win. Spoiler alert, Stone Cold will stand tall at the end of this segment. What will it be? We have no idea, but I'm hoping for the best, really. I don't know. I like Kevin Owens a lot. I think he's great. Stone Cold, I mean, who doesn't love Stone Cold Steve Austin? I think they're going to deliver something. I just don't know what it's going to be. And that's a Saturday. I know Ray Cruz saying it's Sunday. I don't think it's Sunday. The Austin Owens deal is Saturday night. It's set to main event the show
Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, the last segment on Saturday should be Stone Cold and Kevin Owens.
Unless he's thinking the show's going to run so long, that's only going to start like at midnight or something.
Right.
Unless he's being cheeky like that. But it's scheduled for WrestleMania Saturday.
What will happen first? Stone Cold stunners Kevin Owens or Kevin Owens stunners Stone Cold? Stone Cold stunners Owens minus 1,000. Owens stunners Austin plus 500. I think there's a lot of value in the plus 500 Owens landing the first stunner. Because it doesn't really matter who lands the first stunner. It's who lands the last stunner. And I think that they will both hit stunners in this encounter. So I think that there's a lot of value, if you can find it, to bet on Kevin Owens plus 500 as hitting the first stunner. Right? That could happen.
Well, if it's just the first stunner, yeah, sure. But, I mean, the last stunner, I mean, you got to put it all on Austin, obviously, I think.
Yeah. But there's no bet on that. It's what will happen first. Austin hits a stunner or Owens hits a stunner. And Owens hitting the stunner is a big underdog. So, yeah. Put money on that if you can. WrestleMania bets, baby. I wish they had it at bet99.com. We could really tie it into the whole deal. Oh, well.
That would have been fun. It's too bad.
That's okay. We'll talk to our man Doug and see if we can get it done for next year. In L.A., baby. Let's go see The Rock in L.A. next year, brother. All right. Night 2 of WrestleMania. We're ready. Are you ready?
All set.
I said, are you ready? I'm kidding.
I don't know if I am now.
Let's get ready to suck it. No, let's not. I don't know why Triple H was preparing everyone to suck it. Let's get ready to suck it. Let's not, Triple H. What are you talking about? Let's get ready to rumble. That's fair. Let's get ready to suck it. Strange thing to prepare for, Mr. Helmsley.
You know? I never liked DX, so.
I never liked those guys. They're bastards. All right. WrestleMania Sunday. Queen Zelina and Carmella. defending the women's tag team titles in a fatal four-way against Sasha Banks and Naomi, Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan, and Natalya and Shayna. I think we already gave our picks for this. I'm going with Natty and Shayna, and you're going with Sasha and Naomi, right?
Yeah, I just hope the match isn't as bad. Remember that Four Corners women's tag they had last year? That was probably the worst match we saw, I think, last year. Now, granted, I think the talent wasn't as good, but still, that was the worst match we saw last year, I think. So hopefully this is better.
I believe this will be bad, though. I don't think this will be good at all. Sorry.
I just want to be better than last year. That's it. They've actually made an improvement. It's a fatal four-way instead of elimination style, which I think was the true problem of last year.
Too long. One fall to a finish is enough. Yeah.
Exactly.
Your pick, John, Naomi and Sasha are the favorites, minus 200. And my pick is the biggest underdog. Well, it's pretty good. It's Naomi and Sasha minus 200, Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley plus 185, Zelina and Carmella plus 500, and Shayna and Natty plus 750. So my pick is probably not winning, but by God, you never know, brother. I'd like to see it.
You're going for big underdogs. It's good. Yeah. I love it.
Let's roll the dice. Let's have some fun. Johnny Knoxville versus Samuel Zayn in an anything goes match. I think this will be good. I really do. I think Johnny Knoxville and Sami Zayn are two of the best bumpers around. It's going to be tremendous. These guys can bump. I think they're going to have a nice rehearsed match, and they'll do some crazy things, and it'll be fun. It'll be a little stunt show at WrestleMania. I got Johnny Knoxville winning. Minus 300, the favorite, too. Sammy plus 200, the underdog. I'm going with Johnny Knoxville. I think he beats Sammy. Sammy gets embarrassed in the WWE. That's part of his gimmick, you know? Losing to Johnny Knoxville would be embarrassing. It's going to happen. It's part of his deal.
You're right. I mean, it does really seem that way because it's been building for him. Again, like we've said, I think already in previous matches where it's like he's gotten pretty much most of the over on Knoxville. And now it feels like now it's his comeuppance here at WrestleMania. I'm trying to figure out how Knoxville is going to do this, but it's anything goes. So they can pretty much come up with anything. You know, he can bring out his whole army of friends to help him win. So, I mean, it's not going to be clean whatsoever, but yeah, he'll find a way to win somehow. It'll be ridiculous, I'm sure. This won't be much of a wrestling match, but
no.
I'm sure some people get some laughs out of it. I hope it's not too long, to be honest.
I hope I can get a couple laughs out of it. You know, I hope it's fun. And I wonder if the rest of the Jackass crew does show up. I think Knoxville wins. Ray Cruz says Johnny wins. I think he means Johnny Knoxville, but maybe just Johnny North, because Johnny North always wins, too.
I don't know if I win with this match, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody wins with this one. All right, what else do we have on this? Pat McAfee versus Austin, theoretical. Did we give picks for this? McAfee minus 140, the favorite. Theory plus 100, the underdog. This one kind of... People aren't sure. I'm going with Theory. I think we both went with Theory, right?
Yeah. I think we both went with Theory, yeah. But we're also kind of like, well, McAfee should get his comeuppance. However, this is Vince's guy.
That's so right.
That's it, yeah.
Vince has a guy on two shows, the first night and the second night. The first night, Vince is sending somebody to face Seth. And
right
here, he's kind of Austin Theory's buddy. Mentor.
Might be a tag team.
Cody and Theory?
Yeah, I could see that. Why not?
Vince's boys. Yeah, I could see that. All right, so we both go with Austin Theory, slight underdog here over Pat McAfee. I don't want to see this match. I don't think it'll be good.
I think this will be the dark horse. I think this is going to surprise a lot of people. Again, because you haven't seen much of McAfee, but from what he can pull off and from what Theory can do, like, there's a lot of potential for this match. Can they do it, though, is the big thing. I think they can, but wait and see.
Derek John thinks Pat might win. Maybe.
Yeah, he could.
Maybe. RK Bro. I mean, the Vegas odds have Pat McAfee, slight favorite, minus 140. But just the Vince McMahon factor. Vince doesn't lose. When he's got a guy that he's backing, I don't think he loses. RK Bro defending the Raw Tag Team titles in a triple threat against the Street Profits and the Alpha Academy. I think RK Bro probably retains. They beat the hell out of the Street Profits on Monday night, made them look like total jabronis. I'd like to see the Alpha Academy take the belts back, but I just don't believe in it. I think RK Bro probably win.
This is tough because they've been flip-flopping the tag titles quite a bit between the three teams almost, except the Street Profits haven't won them. So I feel like maybe this is now their time to win it at WrestleMania.
They got obliterated on Monday. It's hard to buy.
I didn't see it, so I'm actually going to believe in the Profits here to pull this one off.
Well, if you saw Raw Monday night, the closing segment, you would not believe in the Street Profits anymore. They are the second favorite to win. RK-Bro minus 150, the favorites. Street Profits plus 150, the underdogs. And Alpha Academy, the biggest underdogs in this match, plus 400. Too bad. I'd like to see Alpha Academy win the belts back. I thought that they dropped them too quickly. I think that they're a great tag team. They've got catchphrases. They look cool. They know how to wrestle in a real way. Give me the Alpha Academy. But I think RK-Bro probably wins.
Well, I could see the Alpha Academy win the tag titles again. As we've seen, these tag title reigns don't exactly last too long. So I feel Alpha Academy, like, they were just getting started. So I see them definitely winning the tag titles again.
Yeah?
Just maybe not at WrestleMania. That's the thing.
A lot of people picking RK-Bro in the chat. Anthony McDonough says his son Thomas's favorites are RK-Bro. He says they're winning. Derek John going with RK-Bro for sure. Ray Cruz think Orton turns on Riddle again. I could see that. I think that might wait till Raw. I think that they retain on WrestleMania and then on Raw, something happens between the two of them and they drop the belts and they start a feud post-Mania.
It's possible. It's very possible. I mean, to me, this is not exactly one of the main events, really, of WrestleMania. A match people are really caring about. It may have ended Raw, but it's far from the most compelling match we're going to see at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's a nothing match, which is why I cannot believe that they ended Raw with a segment for this. Just like tonight on SmackDown, the Corbin-Drew is a nothing match, and they ended SmackDown with a long segment about that. Like, Roman Reigns was not on the show tonight.
Right. Well, they've sold those matches enough, the main events, and now they're trying to sell the undercard more, the matches people don't really care too much for. It's not the best way to do it, but it's what they're doing.
Yeah. But it's not great, right? Like, as the go-home show to end the night before WrestleMania with, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow night when Drew and Corbin face off? Well, who cares? I don't want to watch WrestleMania for that, you know? It's not good. Edge versus AJ Styles. I guess you've missed a lot of the Raw Edge promos. Good for you.
I think that's okay from what I've been told, yeah.
Yeah, it's not been good. I think the match will be excellent. I have very high hopes. I think this might be the match of the weekend. I think AJ probably gets his revenge and beats Edge. Although with Edge, yeah, you never know. It's a tough one to call. I'm looking forward to it. This is the one I'm looking forward to more than anything. I have not liked the build, but on paper, Edge versus AJ Styles, you could put that down with no build, and I will tune in to see what it is. Edge versus AJ Styles, WrestleMania. That's all you need to know. You didn't have to build this match at all. You didn't have to do anything. Just say, Edge, AJ Styles, WrestleMania, and I will wait for that and watch it. Right? Two of the best ever.
Right.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, it could easily be the best match we see at WrestleMania the whole weekend. There's no doubt about it. A lot of high expectations. That's the only thing I kind of worry about. It's like, we're going to set the bar too high for this kind of match. I feel Edge kind of needs to win this one because he just turned heel. So I feel like he's going to win this match, but, you know, he'll cheat somehow to win. But Yeah, I feel Edge is going to win.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know, man. That's a tough one to call. Edge and AJ Styles.
It is tough.
AJ Styles minus 160, the favorite. Edge plus 120, the underdog. It's close.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd go with... I'm going to go with AJ. I'm going to stick with AJ. You can go with Edge. I'll go with AJ. One of us will be right. So that's
there
good.
There you go.
There you go, John. We both win. Bobby Lashley takes on Omos. I like their confrontation on Raw this week. It made me excited for this match. Before the confrontation, I heard about the match, and I was like, come on. But after I saw Bobby Lashley do that jumping shoulder tackle on Omos that looked real, like he put all his weight into it, I look forward to seeing what they do in the ring against each other. I think it'll be fun.
The only problem I have with this is that Lashley was supposed to get surgery, but he postponed it to have this match. So I feel like he's just going into this match to get written off pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this is going to be much of anything, really. I think this might just be, for the most part, a bit of back and forth, but in the end, Omos is just going to run through him.
Wow. Omos minus 200, the favorite. Lashley plus 150, the dog. Lashley did look strong. Omos tumbled out of the ring on Raw. I think Omos gets his revenge. I agree with you, John. I think Omos is here to win. I think Omos gets a big win and maybe just squashes Bobby. I think it's going to be an elaborate squash. They'll do some things. But
sure.
Overall, I don't think Bobby will get too much offense. He'll try to chop the Giant down, but the Giant won't go down and he'll take Bobby out. I've got Omos. I think it'll be fun, though, while it lasts. Derek John making a point about Edge says Edge wins with help. There are rumors that Edge is going to have a new group, right? There's like rumors of a heel stable. You got any idea on who you'd like to see with Edge? Who would fit with Edge in his current character? Damian Priest?
Yeah, I'm guessing. Well, I haven't really heard his promos, right? So that would give me a better understanding of like the character he's trying to portray and who would fit better with his character. You would. I'm just trying to think of like dark like characters, and I feel like they don't really have too many right now in WWE. They kind of got rid of like a chunk of them. Damian Priest is pretty much the only one I could think of, and I guess this would just be guys from Raw for the most part. I mean, is there really anybody? I don't know, besides Damian Priest.
Reginald? Omos?
I mean, I think what they'd have to do is get someone from NXT.
Yeah, I'm not really sure who's there. Samoa Joe. Tony Khan just announced on Twitter that Samoa Joe has officially signed with AEW, and he's going to be on AEW Dynamite on Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah. That's something.
That's big. Wow.
Yeah, Samoan Joseph is now in AEW.
Didn't see that one coming.
Goodness. That's a big announcement to make during the Hall of Fame. Right after Rampage, Tony Khan's like, how about this? We got Samoa Joe. Big night for Tony Khan. He's got the Ring of Honor supercard. He's got Rampage going on at the same time. He's got Samoa Joe. Wow. The wrestling business is booming right now. It's WrestleMania weekend, and things are popping off all over the place. And, of course, Suplex City will close off the whole thing. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, WWE title, Universal title, unification match, everything on the line, all the gold, sucker. And I think Roman wins, the Tribal Chief. Head of the table, the man. I believe Roman Reigns will retain. I think the match will be pretty good. Brock and Roman have good chemistry. They usually have good matches. Roman minus 350, the favorite. Brock plus 225, the underdog. I'd make Roman a heavier favorite. Like, if Roman is only a minus 350 favorite, why is Drew McIntyre minus 1,000? Like, come on. Roman should be like minus 500 at least. Roman should be as heavy a favorite in his match as Bianca Belair is in her match. Bianca's minus 600 to win, and I think Becky's going to win. Roman should be a heavier favorite against Brock. I don't think Brock has a chance in hell of winning. No chance.
Well, I think it's just because Brock, I think in the past, he was a heavy underdog. The last time he wrestled Roman at WrestleMania, and Brock won. So I think that kind of helps Brock in the sense that he wins big matches.
Yeah, but not
the
this
fact
one.
That he became WWE champion. I know, but the fact that he became WWE champion, mm-hmm. there's some doubt in some people's minds, I'm guessing, that it's like, you know what, maybe they'll give it to Brock. Because if you remember correctly, when the odds first came out, Brock was the favorite.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be really surprised if Brock won.
Oh, me too. But
come on.
Some people believe in Brock no matter what.
I think the only question is The Rock going to show up at the end of the show and point at the sign and point at Roman?
I don't know if we need it right now. I feel, you know, WrestleMania, it's still another year away, the next one, so you could do that at SummerSlam, Survivor Series. There's time for that.
Yeah, there's time, but wouldn't it be a great exclamation point to the show to have The Rock come out? I mean, it'd be nice, you know? It'd be a nice moment to end WrestleMania off with. Maybe he comes out and even hits Roman with a rock bottom or something, you know? I think it'd be fun. I'd like to see Dwayne there. I don't know if he's going to be there, but I'd like to see him. I think if you can have The Rock at WrestleMania, you should have The Rock at WrestleMania. It's WrestleMania, it's The Rock. I feel the same way about John Cena. I think if there's a spot for Cena, if there's a way to use him, they should. Just like they're using Austin, just like I think if there's a spot for Hogan, they should use him. It's WrestleMania. They should use everybody that they have, all the biggest stars. Even Ric Flair.
Well, Flair's there. I don't think they're going to use him.
No.
But they have the possibility of doing that if they want.
Yeah. I'd like to see The Rock at the end of the show. I think it would be fun, but I don't know if they're actually going to do it. I do expect The Rock versus Roman Reigns to be the main event for next year's WrestleMania. Probably for the Undisputed title.
Makes a lot of sense. You know, I think The Rock would be a heavy favorite to win the Rumble next year. But you don't even need to do that if you think about it. You can just announce the match, and that's it, if they want.
Yeah, you don't really have to have The Rock win a Royal Rumble or anything, but the way the WWE kind of stacks it up, like they had Brock win the Rumble this year, which they didn't need. You could have just announced Brock Roman. You would have been good. Right? Brock won the Rumble, and now he's, yep. and he's WWE champion. Like, they just...
That's right.
They threw everything at this match. He won the Rumble,
like, I get why,
and he's WWE champion. It's ridiculous.
I get why people believe in Brock a lot, because, like, they give him a lot, and he wins a lot. He wins all these big matches all the time.
Yeah, but it's all set up to make Roman a bigger star. Do they not understand how wrestling works? You make one guy huge so that the other guy topples him over, and he's even bigger afterwards. That's how it works.
But usually it's the face that wins in the end. So it's kind of weird where it's the heel actually that gets it.
Yeah, but it's the Roman Reigns show. WWE is all about him, you know? We know this. We understand how this works. We watch the WWE on a regular basis. And we will see Roman Reigns conquer all and probably no Dwayne. Roman will probably just stand tall with a bunch of pyro. Yep. As the tribal chief with two belts. That'll probably be the closing shot of WrestleMania. Roman, pyro, two belts. Kind of a flat ending, I think.
It's to give Roman his moment. You know, he finally conquered the guy he couldn't beat. Finally at WrestleMania. He finally ended this whole friggin' Brock versus Roman saga that's been going on and on for years.
Yeah.
He finally ended it.
I know.
I think that's actually a great moment.
I mean, it's a great moment for him. What I'm talking about for me as a viewer watching the show, it's a little flat because I'm sitting here on a Friday night predicting exactly what's going to happen on Sunday. And if I'm dead on right, I'm going to come on the show Sunday night and be like, well, you know, it was exactly what we expected. Nothing really exciting. Whereas if they have The Rock come out and hit a rock bottom at a people's elbow, it's like, oh, well, I thought maybe they might do The Rock, but I wasn't sure. And, oh, it's pretty cool. People's elbow, brother. You know, at least you give the fans something to go like, well, that was cool. Got The Rock. I didn't expect The Rock. Surprise Rock appearance. That's great. You know, at least give us something that we don't predict. We may suspect, but we can't predict. The Roman finish, the standing tall, the pyro and the belts, it's too predictable. And if I can call it on a Friday night, I don't want to see it close the show on WrestleMania Sunday. You know, I just want a little bit more sizzle. It's WrestleMania.
Well, I'm feeling Saturday, you'll be very happy with how everything goes down. Sunday, probably not so much. Sunday, you'll probably want to go to bed really quick.
Well, we got Edge and Styles on Sunday. Roman and Brock could be good. I don't know. Knoxville and Zayn. I don't know. The matches on Sunday actually seem better than the matches on Saturday. Like, outside of Charlotte and Ronda and Becky and Bianca, you've got... Mm-hmm. You've got the Mysterios versus Miz and Logan Paul. Skip. You've got Drew McIntyre versus Corbin. Skip. You've got the Usos versus Nakamura and Boogs. Skip. You've got the New Day versus Sheamus and Holland. Skip. Like, that's four. One, two, three, four. Yeah, four matches, John, out of seven. Four out of seven that are worthless on Saturday. Worthless, pointless matches. You've got Becky and Bianca. You got Charlotte and Ronda. You got Seth Freakin versus Cody or whoever. That's worth watching on Saturday. And then Austin and whatever, right? That's worth watching. But, man, four matches are just garbage. At least on Sunday, there are fewer pure garbage matches. Although, there's seven matches on Sunday. You got the women's tag team match, kind of trash. Knoxville and Zayn, I'm actually into. McAfee and Theory, I think, trash. RK-Bro and the Profits and whatever, trash. Edge and AJ, I'm into. Bobby and Omos, I'm actually into, even though I'm on the fence. And Brock and Roman, I'm kind of into because I like to see Brock throw people around. So that's three trash matches out of seven on Sunday that I'm predicting. So it is more trash match on Saturday. More riffraff. Saturday is the riffraff show. But Ray Cruz thinks Saturday will be bad and Sunday might be better. We'll see. It's hard to tell. I mean, last year I didn't think Bad Bunny would steal the show. But he did. You know?
That's it. Surprises can happen. It's WrestleMania. You expect that almost too.
Yeah. I kind of expect Johnny Knoxville to be good. I really hope he's good.
I hope so. I hope it's not awful. I'm actually worried that it's going to be awful, to be honest.
Yeah. I like Jackass, though. I used to like Jackass I was a kid, you know?
I think it's great, but in wrestling, I don't know if it works.
Yeah. Well, WrestleMania, we will be here to review night one tomorrow night right after the thing that happens. When the show is over, we will be on. Myself, my brother, Big Johnny will be here. We'll talk about WrestleMania and we'll recap the whole thing. It's WrestleMania 38, pal, and it's going down tomorrow night in Dallas, Texas. Starts at 8 p.m. Eastern time and it ends hopefully at 11 p.m. Eastern time, maybe 11:30. I don't know when we'll be on, but hopefully we're on not too late tomorrow night after WrestleMania, and we will be back here on Sunday night as well after WrestleMania, and I will be back here on Monday night after Raw 2 with my brother. You know? Big weekend. This is a big. I'm on, what, a How many days in a row am I on shows here on the Ringside Report Network? Wednesday night, Dynamite. Thursday night with AJ. Tonight with you. Sunday, Saturday, Monday. I did those in the wrong order, but that's 6 days. 6 days straight for me. It's busy. I'm tired. It's been a good time, though. Good show tonight, John. Thank you for joining me. You're the best.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to WrestleMania. I know some people aren't, but I'm very much looking forward to the biggest show of the year.
I am looking forward to the Hall of Fame more than WrestleMania, and I'm actually going to go watch that right now because I saw that the Steiners got inducted, and I'll watch their thing later. I saw that Charmel got inducted, and maybe I'll watch it, but maybe not. I saw that Shad Gaspard got the Warrior Award, and I again wondered why Dana Warrior is still a thing in WWE, but hey. And that was kind of sad, and I don't know if I want to watch that because it's just kind of sad. Now Vader's about to get inducted, so I'm going to go watch that, and then I'm going to watch Taker's induction speech because I think that's going to be awesome. So that's what I'm going to go do right now, brother. All right? Wrestling never stops here. Never stops. I'm going to go watch some wrestling, but I got to take these headphones off so I can hear the speeches. Okay? It's the only reason why I'm not here with you guys doing a watch along for the Hall of Fame right now is because I can't hear. I can't talk and listen at the same time. It'd be pretty boring, I think, a watch along of the Hall of Fame. It'd be me and you just sitting here like this. Oh man, I can't believe he said that. Oh yeah, I remember that. You like my recreation of our Hall of Fame watch along?
I mean, it's exactly how it would go, pretty much. So yeah, that's why watch longs for Hall of Fames don't happen.
Yeah, that's why we're not doing it, okay? That's why we are not doing it. We will be doing the WrestleMania post show. Super chat. All right.
Oh, someone wants your Undertaker.
Doug wants it. I'm going to give it to you, Doug, brother. It's WrestleMania weekend. You dropped a super chat. And I think you're the new super chat leader after that. Let me check the screen. Yes, Doug Hepburn, you just overtook Harold. You are the new super chat leader. Thank you, Doug. And let me tell you, I'm getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. I told Vince McMahon he better enunciate his words when he does the speech. And he better not talk about himself too much. My wife Michelle's gonna be there. They're inducting Vader. I called him Leon. I liked him. Shawn Michaels did not. Rest in peace. All right. Are we good? Me and my buddy Taker.
I think he's happy.
I hope so, Doug. Doug, I hope you are happy. Doug liked it. Me and my big buddy Taker. Look how big this Undertaker is. Look at this guy. He's massive. These guys are huge. I love these things.
Big as your son.
He's not. They're actually not as big as my son. My son is bigger than these guys, John. My son's huge. My son is actually huge. He's almost 5 years old at this point. Look at these guys. Let me tell you something. I'm the best there is, best there was, best there ever will be. They're inducting Vader right now. You know, I had some great matches. My brother Owen, teamed up with Vader for a while, you know, he's a pretty good wrestler. Called him Leon, too, you know. That piece of shit Shawn Michaels didn't like Leon. He embarrassed him in the ring. It was very unprofessional. You know, Shawn Michaels is a piece of garbage. I really don't like him. I don't know if you heard. That's right.
I was surprised to see Rick and Brett taking a photo together. They seemed happy. I was like, well, I guess hell froze a bit today.
Who?
Ric Flair.
And Bret Hart? Oh, yeah. Man. There's a picture of them together today? My God.
And Rick says, like, here I'm with my good friend, Bret Hart. I'm like, wow.
That's funny. That's good stuff. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us here tonight. Thank you, Doug Hepburn. You're the Super Chat Leader of the Night. Thank you to Harold Schneider as well. And a big shout out to all the members, Doug Hepburn, Harold Schneider, Ray Cruz, Anthony McDonough, Anthony's son, Thomas, Doug's son, Nick. Sorry, the name was blanking on me for a second. There's a lot of names. I'm seeing Vader's son. A lot of sons going on. Ray Cruz, Doug Hepburn. Did I mention you guys? Who else? Derek John. Everybody in the chat. All my friends. All the members.
I know AJ tonight. It's surprising.
Yeah, AJ. Who knows what AJ's up to? I'm sorry I couldn't get to all your questions. I'm looking in the chat right now, and I'm seeing a bunch of questions that I didn't get to. Again, the best way is to drop a super chat so I see it, and then I can answer it. I'm seeing a lot of questions and comments I wasn't able to get to. A few questions that I would have liked to get to, but we don't have time, and yeah, super chat is really the best way to do it. So I see them, they pop up, and there's a sound effect, right? It makes sense. Thank you, guys, and I will be back here. And you don't have to super chat like tons. You can drop a dollar, and then I'll see your question, right? I'll be back here tomorrow night after WrestleMania with Johnny. Okay, right here on the Ringside Report Network.
Please join in and give your support to Ringside Report Network. We've been providing expert coverage and commentary on both pro wrestling and MMA for over 15 years. Go to ringsidereport.net/support to find out more ways to support the channel.